With the new school year fast approaching, Kansas teachers must choose whether to return to the classroom during a pandemic or pay penalties for breaking contracts they signed at a far different stage of the outbreak. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service has more.
Let's go back to late May, the deadline for Kansas teachers to decide if they would leave their districts. Kansas was seeing its lowest number of new coronavirus cases in 2 months. The worst of the pandemic seemed over. The state was still putting together guidelines for what reopening schools would look like. Kelly Smith, a special education teacher at Leavenworth High School, felt pretty good about going back in the fall.
I was absolutely confident that they would come up with the absolute best plan that they could in completely unknown waters.
Today looks a lot scarier than May. As coronavirus cases shot back up in Kansas, so did Smith's anxiety.
I am terrified. Pushing, in my case, between 12 and 1,300 students into a building is the exact environment that is being recommended against.
Smith would consider quitting today instead of going back, but she passed up that May deadline. So resigning today would require Smith to pay her district $2,000. She says that means she doesn't see much choice other than going back.
Yeah, for me, that's just shy of a month's paycheck. I mean, that would hurt.
Most Kansas school districts have these late summer pay-to-find-your-replacement clauses in teachers' contracts, typically around $2,000. But some districts go much higher. Syracuse in western Kansas maxes out at $10,000. So why would teachers' unions agree to these clauses in the first place?
Honestly, the association sees this as a protection for teachers as well.
Erica Huggard is the president of the Emporia chapter of the National Education Association. She says without these clauses, teachers could lose their teaching licenses for resigning late. This gives them a buyout option. And late resignations also hurt other teachers in the school. They have to pick up the slack and teach more kids until a new teacher can get hired, something that could take a long time with the national teacher shortage.
We don't want to see teachers resign late. It puts a burden on the district and it puts a burden on their peers and their colleagues.
But the coronavirus has teachers' unions rethinking these clauses. United Teachers of Wichita President Kimberly Howard says you can't expect teachers to have made an informed decision back in May. Again, that was weeks before the state released its guidelines. Many teachers still have unanswered questions about going back.
Teachers are planners, and right now we can't plan anything.
She says because of the pandemic, Wichita should waive its penalty.
Usually, you know, you don't want to lose teachers right here, right when school's getting ready to start. But then again, I mean, this is just such an unprecedented time and circumstances that we're in. They need to do what's best for them.
Salina Public Schools says that while it reserves the right to waive the penalties on a case-by-case basis, it plans on holding teachers to their contracts. Human Resources head Aaron Wright says for the district to properly plan for reopening, it needs to know who's going to be there on opening day.
It's one of the most important things that we deal with every year, this year in particular. Knowing how many teachers we have is fundamental.
Courts have upheld the buyout clauses in the past, but business law professor Julie Manning Magid with Indiana University says so much has changed since teachers first signed those contracts that it's unclear how courts would rule today.
The current pandemic situation and trying to reopen schools is a new wrinkle in a way that I'm sure these clauses have never been tested.
But she says it could also bolster a school district's argument that teachers should pay more since it could be that much harder and expensive today to find a replacement willing to teach in a school building. For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.